The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Seán Murray is with me now, Europe correspondent for Euronews. Seán, it's good to talk to you. So Michael McGrath, now former finance minister, he is the EU Commissioner for Justice. Before we talk about kind of the politics, explain to me the policy here. What is this job? What is it about?
I mean, it is a very relevant portfolio because you're talking about the rule of law, which is, you know, something that's been on the wane in across Europe, in particular countries like Hungary, Slovakia, that impacts everybody. There's been so many confrontations between the European Commission and in particular Hungary and now Slovakia because of laws they've been implementing or not implementing single market rules. So, for example, there's a fine against Hungary at the moment from the European Court of Justice where it owes 200 million euros for breaching asylum laws in 2020. And the deadline to pay that back was today. The Hungarians aren't paying it. So that will be, let's say, one of the biggest confrontations he'll have with be the likes of dealing with Viktor Orban, Robert Fico in Slovakia. So it will be a very difficult job. He also has the new role of the European Democracy Shield, which is something that Ursula von der Leyen wanted to introduce. And it deals with foreign manipulation and interference from Russia and China, disinformation. He also has the role of supporting the European Public Prosecutor's Office, which is actually something that Ireland hasn't joined up to because it was one of those legacy offices that the UK didn't want to join when the UK was in the EU. And it's interesting, actually, because some of the areas of this portfolio, in particular Schengen and the Migration Pact, are things that Ireland has aren't actually aligned with. We're not signed up to. We have some op-outs from Justice and Home Affairs. And again, a legacy issue from the UK being in the EU and us sort of going it with them. So it's the first time an Irish person has had this portfolio. And, you know, I mean, it isn't a finance portfolio. And I don't think the government was, they knew for a long time they probably wouldn't expect this, but there is a single market element to it because part of the rule of law mandate is that when a country is breaching the rule of law, then they get their cohesion funding withdrawn or withheld. And, you know, as a person who deals with budget and European taxpayers' monies, he has to make the case to the likes of Ursula von der Leyen saying, you know, this country is wasting our taxpayers' money. This is how much money they should have taken off them, and giving Ursula von der Leyen advice around that. So it's a tough portfolio, and it is really down to him about how strenuous he wants to be. And I think that's really key because he could decide to go for sort of like an appeasement approach with the Hungarians and so on, and then, you know, make his life easier. Or he could be saying, no, without proper rule of law, the EU will fall apart, which it will, because it'll become just a coordination of transactional, you know, member states, and the whole essence of the EU will fall apart because people won't be applying the rule of law. So it's an important one, but it's not what he was probably hoping for.
Okay, well, he was hoping for one of the bigger gigs, kind of finance or trade. Who got them and why wouldn't he have been given it?
It turned out, so for example, trade was given to Maroš Šefčovič, who was on his fourth mandate. And it's interesting because he actually comes from Slovakia. So they got it, obviously, the trade is the top job in the European Commission because trade
so
is an area.
Slovakians stuck with Maroš Šefčovič despite the change of government there.
Yeah, because I think they knew well that if they were sent anyone but Šefčovič, they wouldn't get a good portfolio. Okay. It's a small country. It's an illiberal state. Fico is introducing all sorts of Kremlin-style laws. He's fired the organization that deals with public corruption. So Šefčovič, they knew, would get, and trade is obviously, we know that Phil Hogan had that before. It's so important to the EU because it's the area where the EU has complete competence. So you have full control, and the EU by its very nature in its foundations is a trade union. So anyway, Šefčovič got that. And then the other sort of key roles went to the bigger member states. So for example, Poland got budget, which is something they really wanted. It's one of the biggest economies. Italy got cohesion funding, which is a major portfolio, and that won't go down well with the rest of the European Parliament. In fact, I think that would be a really interesting debate between the within the MEPs, because they may vote down Raphael Fito because he's from the far right group of Brothers of Italy, and he's in his lifetime always been against the support for cohesion funding in the EU, being a total Eurosceptic, and now he's been given this big role. So other states have done quite well. There's in larger states, but Ireland did get a relevant portfolio, but not the one that we wanted for sure.
So there have been kind of speculation that Ireland, that Michael McGrath were going to be punished, that Ireland would be punished by only nominating Michael McGrath, not nominating a woman as well. And that Michael McGrath specifically, as a Fianna Fáil TD, former TD, would have been punished because his Fianna Fáil MEP colleagues didn't vote to support Ursula von der Leyen. What's the mood music around both of those ideas in Brussels?
Well, definitely on not nominating a man and a woman. Ursula von der Leyen has spoken about this continuously. She said it again today. She said it, you know, a few weeks ago. She said if she had left it to the government's own devices and just sent who they wanted, there would have been four women nominated. And she said that would be unacceptable for the European Union to have a commission of four women. And then obviously you'd have her as a woman, Kaja Kallas. But still, she said you can't, I think the quote that what she meant, she said was you don't get this parity until unless you ask for it, because it just doesn't come organically or naturally. And she was right. So she said in 2019 that that was her priority, and she's not going to resile from that priority in 2024. And so I think there was no doubt, and I know that she did name check Ireland in various briefings. There's no doubt that she was irked by that, even though Ireland came forward with Michael McGrath, you know, first and made the point that he's finance minister and he would be resigning. And then therefore we have to at least guarantee that he has the job. I don't think it really washed with her, to be honest with you. And then other countries like Slovenia and Romania then removed their male candidates and swapped for females. And for example, Romania sent Roxana Mizatu, who's an S&D, a sort of a Labour Party, former Minister of State for Cohesion Fund, and she got a role of Executive Vice President, which is very senior. So she, you know, so she was, they were rewarded for giving her that role, and Slovenia got enlargement, which is also a very important role for the EU. Wouldn't be something Michael McGrath would have wanted, but for a country like Slovenia, it's a very big responsibility.
So that's the kind of gender parity argument. What about the idea that the four Fianna Fáil MEPs didn't support Ursula von der Leyen?
It remains to be seen, you know, because she did pass, but I think she would have taken note of that. But at the same time, you have to say
she's a politician at the end of the day. I mean, they all have a slightly fragile ego.
Fragile is exactly very, and they are very egotistical, especially over here in Brussels. But well, in fairness to the Fianna Fáil MEPs, Billy Kelleher, Barry Andrews, and so on, they met with her before the vote. And also they wanted to vote for her, but just wanted to be, I suppose, reassured that her position on Gaza was a bit more empathetic than it appeared at the start of October 7th. And they just said they weren't convinced. So they took a stand. And I don't think that Michael McGrath was punished for that, because, again, it is a strong portfolio. It wasn't a complete demotion, but Ireland really, you know, prides itself on being a gateway to the United States, having all of the large multinationals in Ireland, the tech sector and so on. And we would have liked something a bit more in relation to innovation or trade or one of those issues. But I don't think we would have gotten trade after what happened with Phil Hogan, because, you know, as far as she's concerned, her hand was sort of forced slightly with Phil Hogan, even though it was completely his own fault that he was under criticism. But she felt that the Irish government at the time had, you know, sent her a letter saying they were no longer supported him. So I don't think we're going to get trade anyway. I think she's had a few sort of battles with Ireland. But then again, Ireland is also a committed EU member state. It's not like a country that is going, you know, like Italy or even like in France, where there's too much domestic political turmoil. And I think she would see Michael McGrath as a steady pair of hands. The other question is, does she want him to be a strong, you know, more of an attack dog towards those illiberal member states, or does she want him to be a yes man? Because her position on the commission has been quite dovish when it comes to breaches of the rule of law. She hasn't been strong enough against those countries. So that's the question. Like, will he have all these great ideas and say, well, look, we need to fix this because we can't allow the EU fall apart? And will she agree and let him do his job? Or will she say, no, look, I can't be dealing with Viktor Orban today?
Well, I have sympathy with that sentiment, at least. Shona, thank you very much. Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.